Wisdom is God's creative phase of spirit. Proverbs 8:12 and 22-31.
High wisdom dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men.
There it shows wisdom being with God in creation, all the different things that God made, and wisdom was right there in the creating of it. And Jeremiah 10:12,
he hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion.
Here the idea is that this creating took place by wisdom. Pulling on wisdom will help God create a spiritual body in our mind, in that wisdom will pull together the phases of spirit in the right proportions to get our body grown. In our ministry, wisdom will guide us on how to get something created in another person's mind. Proverbs 9:1.
Wisdom hath built in her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars.
Here it shows wisdom to build a house. Well, it's going to be in the teacher, in part, to get the house built in the student's mind. And Proverbs 24:3.
Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established.
And 1 Corinthians 3:10.
According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon upon.
There it shows wisdom being used to make Paul a wise master builder. Wisdom will mix the different phases of spirit the person needs as we deal with the person in seed sowing, teaching, discernment, and counsel. Wisdom helps us deal with people and know how to handle situations that come up. Colossians 4:5.
That I may make it manifest, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time.
This is in our relationships to them that are without, people that are not yet in the ministry, haven't yet had some of these things presented to them. We need wisdom in our dealings with them because there is much evil there, many decisions to be made. Solomon asked for wisdom to help him judge God's people. 2 Chronicles 1:10.
Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great?
He asked for wisdom and knowledge. And 1 Kings 3:28.
And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment.
This was the situation where he had to be a judge between these two women who were each claiming that a child was their child, and he had this very wise way to expose who the real mother was in the situation so that the judgment could be made. So it was a work of wisdom to know what to say and do to bring out the information he needed to make the judgment. Wisdom will help us know how to work around spirits in others so that rather than spirits flying up, the creating can occur and God can accomplish what he wants. Matthew 10:16.
Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Shows being as wise as evil angels, being onto them and knowing what they're trying to do and being able to work in ways that will head off some of their ability to attack. And Proverbs 8:12.
I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions.
Here it shows wisdom finding out knowledge of witty inventions. So part of the wisdom is to go in there and be able to weave our way through an evil situation to help us handle it better. And Luke 21:15.
For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
Here it shows wisdom when we're dealing with adversaries. James 3:13 through 18 describes what our wisdom should be like and the different mixtures of phases of spirit that work with it. James 3:13 through 18.
Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
Much like 1 Corinthians 13 describes what our love is going to be like, this passage in James describes what our wisdom is like. And wisdom is not strife-filled and beating up on people, but it is pure and gentle and easy to be entreated, which means open to questions. You feel like you can ask a question, you're not going to get your head bit off, or not going to get an angry answer when you ask an honest question. So there is wisdom in dealing with people. Wisdom helps in decision-making, because part of the work of wisdom is to look ahead, to foresee what is coming. And this goes back to the scripture we had above, Proverbs 8:12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Prudence is to look ahead, to look before you leap, to have a more long-ranging view of things, and it is part of the spirit of wisdom. It helps in planning and sequencing tasks to get a job done or accomplish a goal. It foresees the intended outcome and what steps must be taken to put it all together to achieve that outcome. Exodus 28:3.
And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office.
Here there was wisdom involved in this. They had what the garment was supposed to look like. It's supposed to have this, that, and something else, but it would have taken some wisdom to figure out how to go about getting that product that God wanted them to get. And Exodus 31:3 through 6,
and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee.
Amen. Utterance, utterance. The book of Proverbs describes how wisdom can keep us in the path of life and avoid the pitfalls of the foolish. For example, Proverbs chapter 7 through 9, which we won't go through that, but it shows the foolish person keeps falling in these traps that are set by the wicked woman and perverted spirit, and wisdom is to see that, see it coming, foresee it, cut it off, head it off, stop it. Be wise instead of being foolish and naive and just our mind open to everything. Use some wisdom to head off some attacks. Proverbs tells us that if we are simple or naive, gullible and easily tricked by the subtlety of evil spirits, we need more wisdom to see how things work. Proverbs 7:7.
And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding.
And Proverbs 8:5.
O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart.
This is not saying that simple is an evil condition. At a certain age, we just are. We just don't know very much. We are naive when we haven't had many experiences. But if we want to help ourselves grow out of that, then we can pull on wisdom as part of our growth to get out of that condition faster. Scripturally, one who makes good decisions for his growth and long-range future is described as wise, while those who do not are foolish. Matthew 25, 1 through 13.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
So what we're after was the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, which God is giving that parable so that we won't be a foolish virgin, but we will think ahead. We'll think long term instead of thinking what I feel like doing today, and today is the only day that ever will be. There is nothing that I need to be thinking about in preparation. God wants us to be wise, have a little bit more long-range view of things to prepare ourselves for what's going to come tomorrow. And also Matthew 7:24-27.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
In the natural, if someone chooses to build on sand, it's because they have a short-range view of things. They're wanting the pleasure of living right on the beach and how neat that's going to be, and they're not thinking about things that could come up and make that house blow down. It's the same thing in the spirit realm. Do we want to have a long-range view of things and build it on deep witnesses and build it on obedience to the Word of God, and have something that will last? The wise person looks for deeper things from God and sees these things when they are given. Ecclesiastes 8:5.
Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment.
Here the wisdom is to discern time, to spot that there's something deeper going on here, a new creative day being presented. And Matthew 24:42-47.
Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods.
So the faithful and wise servant is the one that's looking down the road and watching for what else is going to be given. And Proverbs 8:14 says that wisdom is understanding.
Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength.
Wisdom is understanding. What this means is that if we have wisdom, we will understand what God is doing. Just as a side note, what does that mean? You see a lot of things going on and different activities happening, and sometimes it's well explained what the cause of them is or what the purpose of them is, and sometimes it's not. But as we start exercising more wisdom in our mind, we can kind of get on the channel of what God's doing. Not that we necessarily understand all of the purposes of a church picnic, but we start getting some wisdom and we'll start seeing some of the ways God works in that environment to accomplish things he wants to do. So wisdom will just help us be more sensitive to what is God trying to do here? What is God trying to get out of this? What is God trying to accomplish? We'll start spotting that a little bit more, and then we can be on the groove with it and be more a part of it. Questions about that?
The servant had kind of been an offshoot of understanding, but now I see how wisdom is mixed in.
No one phase of spirit works alone.
Yeah, right. But how that is part of the mixture. I hadn't thought of the mixture of that before. Looking ahead, seeing what's coming.
This may take a while to explain, but to ask. What is being worked on is trying, in my head, is trying to differentiate between wisdom and workmanship a little bit more. Now,
would it help if we maybe did workmanship first and then the question, would that be okay to?
It would. I was going to go to an analogy and try to work with that. So.
It might be better to go ahead and get the seeds planted in people's heads so they don't end up becoming confused before they even have anything in there to work with, if we could do that. Other questions on wisdom? Then we'll get the wisdom workmanship ones in a minute.
Go with it.
Workmanship.